Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
A piece of a 5,800-pound battery pallet tossed from NASA's ISS, the International Space Station, crashed through a Florida home and nearly killed the homeowner's son. NASA's investigating it to determine the origin, but it's reportedly owned by NASA, but it was destroyed. It was deployed by Japan. So, I mean, almost killed a person. Oh, my gosh. And they, they think it's from a 5,800-pound battery pallet. The object itself, because I think the headline is misleading, was a 2-pound cylindrical object that they recovered, and they're trying to figure out if it's space junk or if NASA's responsible for it. I mean, there's like video of it hitting this house. It's just wild. I mean, good heavens. And it went through the roof, went through the floor, into the basement, like busted right through his floor. He's got to replace his wood floor, everything. It's just wild. It just like fell right through the roof. But thankfully, nobody was hurt, but good heavens. That's like the last thing that you expect. So, you know, something from outer space comes flying through your house and good grief. Let's see. Also, if I can get this up because, yay, another day, another Safari doesn't want to work. A Florida man sued Disney after a ferry boat crashed into a dock and sent him into a trash can. Golly. Was Frank from Always Sunny driving this thing? Florida man sued Disney after a ferry boat crashed into a dock, sent him into the trash can, according to the lawsuit. They said that it was filed in Orange County. Justin Tripp filed suit Monday regarding the incident that happened on board a ferry boat. They said he was being instructed onto the boat by crew members who said that he'd have to stand for the ride because it was so crowded. And he was standing in the back part of the boat. And as it approached the dock, he says it didn't slow down at all. It was going at a pretty high rate of speed. Passengers were being thrown about, and it hit it, and he was thrown into a steel pillar where he hit his head and neck and then fell into a trash can. And he said that none of the crew members warned anybody about potential collision with the dock. And he also said the theme park breached its duty to use reasonable care. He got several injuries, he said. So I don't know.
Is it me or is there a lot of boating vessels running into things?
Lately. Yeah, there is. And they're not women drivers, oddly enough. They're dude. I think some of these dudes are the women, like the boating people. Yeah. They're, I don't know.
The water makes them women drivers?
Yeah, the water kind of does something to you. I don't know. It just, because we have too many of these headlines. It's kind of wild. Let's see here. We also have this. Florida man put a car in cruise control and then decided that he was going to speed down the highway while standing up through the sunroof. Don't do that. No. Let's just not say he did. No. Can you imagine? I just think of that. One of my favorite movies. It's the best chick flick that's out there. It's called Death Proof. It's a Quentin Tarantino. It was part of the twofer, Planet Terror, and then Death Proof. Death Proof is great. And it always, like, if never put your feet up on the dashboard in the passenger side if you're on a road trip, and that movie will tell you why in a horrific fashion. And I just was thinking about this when I was reading the story. So this guy stood up through the sunroof. He was charged with reckless driving. And then, of course, he also had all types of prescription medication that wasn't his. And he got in trouble. You can't do that. It's dangerous and you're going to kill somebody. And just don't be doing that. Don't do it. Let's see this. Oh, no, I am not reading this. No.
Not even a little?
A Florida woman spits on a bus driver and then claimed to be protecting her. You know that Alan Jackson song? The Hoochie Coochie? Okay, literally, I'm going to save this for tomorrow because it's going to take me a while to ease into this one. It's guys, it's bad. It's that bad. You could thank Amber, Florida woman Amber, for that. Yeah, she's on call. I'm calling her out. Stick with us. Third hour on the way.
Hi, I'm Erica, an English major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
The human soul is made to learn, and the highest things of life are the best things to learn. One of these, it turns out, is the way we govern ourselves, and one of the best examples of that is the Constitution of the United States. It explains what our government should look like and how it should function to best protect our rights. It was created to give us the freedom to make choices about the way we wish to live. Unfortunately, most colleges and universities today fail to teach our Constitution. When they do, they often denigrate it. This is dangerous because it is impossible to preserve our liberty if we don't understand where it comes from and how to protect it. Having a proper civics education is essential to preserving our freedom.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit constitutionminute.com.
Can I just be real? Like, I have two friends out of my friends. I only have two that have EVs. And one of them, they bought it kind of because they were it's like their experimental car because they can. And they, you know, and then one of them bought it because she doesn't really go anywhere except around town and to get her kids from school and all that stuff, right? And she didn't want like a big giant car. And they're both ugly as sin. They are ugly. They are so ugly. One of them is mint colored, like a pastel mint. That is nasty. I don't even know what kind it is. They don't even look remarkable to me. You know what I mean? And I get that some of them go, I like if it goes fast, but I don't know. I like the iconic Americana. Boop, 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 boop. And I want to actually fear for my ever loving life when the door closes. I want every time I close the door, I want there to be a risk of me losing a limb because the door would shut on it. And I want a giant heavy door. I want a heavy door that I can't be holding all my groceries in one hand and actually one hand it. I want two hands on the door. Is that too much to ask? Right? I'm a little woman. In my mind, I am huge. In my mind, I'm like 200 pounds, 6'7", you know, I'm like, you know, huge in my head. In reality, I'm 120 and I'm like 5'6¾", right? 5'7". I'll lie and be like 5'7" when I go in for my well visits and they're looking at me like, really? I'm like, I swear to you, I am. I'm twee. And I want a giant car. I want a big car. I don't want to sit low to the road. I want to sit up and I want everyone to be terrified of me, particularly the men, because everybody in Texas drives a big car. And I just feel like everyone stays away from you, especially if you're a woman in a giant car. And the men particularly, like, they will get away from you. They're like, oh my gosh, let the woman go. Like, we don't even care if we have right of way. I don't even care if that's the closest parking spot. We're terrified of this person. She can't drive probably and is in a huge car that's heavy and goes fast. Let her go for the love. I like that. It's just polite. You know, armed society is a polite society and a large car society is also a polite society. I just am not. And I don't like the fact that they don't make any noise. There's no satisfaction when I get in. That's the other thing. Some of them play. I had a loaner, because mine was in the shop and they gave me an EV and I died. I refuse to drive. I am a brat. I will not drive it. I had to because I had to go to my allergist appointment. My God. And I wanted one of my kids to take me, like an old lady, you know, because I didn't want to drive this stupid car, but they had lives, damn kids. And so I had to drive this godforsaken EV, you know, whatever it is, this horrible thing to the allergist's office. And I get in and there was no satisfaction, right? Like, if I get in my car and I start it, it goes, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm not going to tell you what kind of car I have, but yeah. If you didn't know that it was a woman driving it, you'd probably think I was overcompensating for something. And I get in it and I shut the little dinky door and it played like a little song. I was like, what in the fruitcake business is this? Like, what in the world? Why is it? It was like, I can't even do it. It played a little song and it has a giant iPad in the middle of it. A giant screen, which totally isn't distracting you at all when you're driving, you know, a giant flipping flat screen in the middle. And there was just so much wasted space. I was immediately picking it apart and I didn't even like the color of the interior. It was like eggshell white and that just killed my soul. And it was all white. Like, the car was white. The inside was white and there was like gray tones to it. And it made me feel like it was an old timey Joanna. And I love Joanna Gaines, but, you know, I am not a white on white type of decor person. I hate modernity. And I was in hell. My soul rotted every second I was in this vehicle until I got to my allergist's office. And it was off and it was bright in there. It was bright. I don't want it bright in my car. It's horrible. I want to, I'm like a bat. I want to be in the darkness. I just, ugh. It was horrible. And Kane, it like plays little songs whenever you would do anything. And then when you turned it off, I'm like, well, hell, is this thing off? Is this car off? I didn't even know. Like, I was getting ready to just like go into my doctor's office and I didn't even know if the car was going or not. I really, because they don't, I need something. If I can't hear it, I need it to be like, it is off now. You play a song for me, but you can't do that.
Yes, ma'am. You turn the car off. Ding, ding.
I don't even get the luxury of that. You know what I mean? Why do I need all of that stuff in the middle of my thing? I don't need all those things. I don't need it. I don't need to be able to watch a movie while I'm driving a car. What in the world is that? What is that? Why do people do this? Have you ever been in one of those things?
Yeah.
Where it's like it's stupid. It is. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. And it also feels as though it's like a caricature of, it feels like a Jacques Tati car. If you're familiar at all with the filmmaker Jacques Tati, French filmmaker who used to make fun of modernity in all of his films. And Playtime is one of the funniest movies I have ever seen in my life. It's my youngest son's favorite film ever. And he makes fun of modernity and all of this stuff throughout the whole, I mean, his films are hysterical. It was like in the 60s. And they don't say a single word in this film. It's just a riot. You watch it and at first you're like, what is, really? And then you get into it and it's one of the funniest things I've ever watched. And I felt like it was designed, this inside of this car, it was designed by Jacques Tati. I really, because it was a joke. I know I'm going on way too long about this car, but I was really disturbed, guys, down to my core. I was shook. I was literally shook. I don't like it. I don't like it that I can't hear them coming. I don't want to be walking down the road and stop and turn around and there's the car. You know, I just don't. It's like creeping up on you. It shouldn't be like a predator. Although, I would make an EV called a predator, and it would be specifically, I shouldn't say this out loud, because I don't like bicyclists. All right, I don't. Oh, how do we get off of this? Okay, anyway, the EV things, they're doing badly. That's all I need to know. It's not doing good. And this idea of forcing everybody to do it, that's not going to make you like it more. It makes me like it less, you know? I feel like I hate them more because he's mandating it. Just stop. Just don't. There's no need to do this. No need to do this. It's Kel-Tec, the sub 2K. This is the Gen 3 version of the sub 2K. And this is an awesome 9mm carbine. It folds in half, like literally just like folds right in half. You just optics and all, you just keep them all on there. And a simple twist and fold motion of the patent pending rotating fore end. You can twist it in either direction. It just quickly and easily deploys it as well. But there's a lot of upgrades to this. Upgraded aluminum trigger, redesigned mechanics. You got a light and 5-pound pull. You also have improved accuracy for follow-up shots. Upgraded action, lightened action for easy racking, ambidextrous bolt hold open. Everything for improved manipulation. New chamber indicator. Family-owned, USA-made everything company right in Florida. Kel-Tec, made in America, and they make some really innovative stuff. You have to check out the latest version. Ships. It's shipping now. Shipping right now. The Gen 3 Sub 2K. Learn more about it at KeltecWeapons.com. KELTECweapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Do you guys think that some big cities in this country have liberal DAs that are too soft on crime?
Look, what I will say is I'm not going to speak to every state or city here. It's not for me to speak to. We have been very clear about this. Anyone who commits a crime and is found guilty needs to be held accountable. That's what this president believes.
Apparently not. That's not what they're doing. Her brain just broke. Somebody check on her. That's Karine Jean-Pierre. This is obvious. This is all obvious. See, I just want to I'd rather sit here and choke to death than sit here and tell you about obvious stuff. Da-da-da. Guess what? They don't think that you need to do anything with crime. Da-da-da. Welcome back to the show. It's true. Dana Lash here with you. Audio sucks today. Dana Lash here with you. Top of this third hour. Can listen all around the country on the internet. It's the easy. Can find us on channel 347 DirecTV. Where you can watch the simulcast of the radio program. And that's obvious. I love people put out tweets. Can I just say something? This is sometimes what I hate about conservative media. oh my gosh, this is a totally obvious soundbite. We know she's going to say this. She says it. Oh, and we knew this. We knew it. And I mean, this is not shocking. I mean, it's not shocking at all. I mean, we know that she was, this is what they feel. This is where they are on this. A couple of other things. Where's my audio list? I had to restart everything. I wanted to play for you. This is more of the bloodbath stuff. Audio Sunbite 7. John Kirby, listen to this.
John, there's another case of somebody who was in this country illegally, allegedly murdering a young woman, this time in Michigan. Her name was Ruby Garcia. Donald Trump is out there now calling this Biden's border bloodbath. What do you call it?
Well, first of all, I'm not aware of the specifics of this case. I mean, that's just terrible news. And our thoughts and prayers obviously go to the family of Ms. Garcia. I mean, that's the kind of news no family ever wants to get, ever. And we would certainly defer to local law enforcement and investigative bodies to do the spade work that needs to be done to figure out exactly what happened to Ruby, and to hold the perpetrators accountable for that. So why don't we let the judicial process play out here before we start making grandiose bumper sticker comments about what this says about the border?
What do you mean grandiose bumper sticker? I mean, how is that not? I mean, it is a bloodbath, though. I mean, this isn't, I don't know why that's offensive to describe it as such. I mean, KJP goes even further. She says that saying bloodbath is the equivalent of violent rhetoric that endangers everybody. Listen. Audio somebody.
I mean, going back to the bloodbath question, the former president used that terminology a week or two ago, but he's talking about it again today. What's the White House reaction to the use of that term, bloodbath?
I'm going to be really mindful here because it is president, the former president is also a candidate here, so want to follow the law with the Hatch Act. But we have to denounce. Our response is we have to denounce any violent rhetoric that we hear, certainly from our leaders, right, that tears our country apart. It could tear up our country apart and puts our fellow Americans in harm's way, in danger. So we have to denounce that. And look, you know, I think and we think that the American people wants to see the country coming together. That's what they want. They want to make sure that we respect our democracy.
Well, isn't respecting a democracy also about respecting the sovereign boundaries that define where our country is, that our republic exists within, with our democratic processes? I mean, that just seems kind of obvious. No, I don't understand how that's violent rhetoric. I mean, and of course, you know, we came in with the audio of Ducey saying, well, was it violent rhetoric when Biden said it back in 2020? That's the line where she couldn't figure out how to talk her way. She couldn't figure out how to get out of that. It's just, you know, it was different because he was talking about a group of people. And this, I mean, that seems to be important. So Biden's struggling with a number of different demos. He's struggling with minority voters. He's struggling particularly in Muslim stronghold areas in Michigan. And he's also struggling with greenies. And then he's struggling with independents as well. And Cissé Poidwé, Dr. Bogota, right? Is what she said? Jill Biden, she got a little shrill when it was suggested to her that Biden is losing in battleground states. Audio soundbite 17.
But when these polls, like the Wall Street Journal one, land in the White House and he's losing in all the battleground states.
No, he's not losing in all the battleground states. He's coming up and he's even or doing better. So, you know what? Once people start to focus in and they see their two choices, it's obvious that Joe will win this election.
All right.
Is it though? You guys are going to have to dip into that war chest, I think, and start doing some ad buys and convincing people otherwise. He's even or he's just ahead. I love her scientific description there.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.